It was really my grandfather who started the activism. He came here in the 60s. In about 2000, he became mayor of Waltham Forest, and he was awarded an MBE for the services that he'd given to his community. In his meetings, if I was sitting at the back with a colouring book and a hot chocolate, you're always listening to the way people speak, the way people introduce themselves. So when I was 14 and I was reading this book, Jasvina Sangira's Daughters of Shame, and I was hearing about all these horrifying stories of forced marriage and honour abuse and honour killings, I realised I could do something about it. I spoke to a few teachers at my school and I said, look, I really want to do a fundraising dinner. And they quizzed me on the proposal, and the most important concern of theirs was, how are you going to do your exams and do this project at the same time? I said to them, none of you in this room care more about my exams than I do. For you, it's a statistic. For me, it's my life. If I didn't think I could do this project, I wouldn't be sitting here in front of you today. And something must have clicked for them, because the very next day I got an email saying, your project has been approved, good luck. We got a team together. We would get into the school at 8 o'clock in the morning and leave at 8 p.m. in the evening. We would call businesses saying, could you sponsor us, or could you donate a prize to our raffle, to our auction? And the evening came and we raised over £5,000 in that evening. So with ticket sales, there was a 3-course meal, Baroness Scotland gave a speech. We had an amazing, incredible evening. There were counsellors, local parents, students even came to the event. And I actually left that school with 7 A-stars and 6 A's. There is nothing that you can't do when you put your mind to it and you have a good team behind you. And it was from that I met Hebo Wardair, who was a female genital mutilation survivor. Last year I founded Educate to Eradicate. We wanted to train all teachers everywhere in the UK so that they knew what FGM was, that they knew what honour and forced marriage was, so they could protect young people in schools before these horrendous practices happen. In September, I got the opportunity to apply to be on the UK delegation to the UN. When I got the call, I wanted to scream, obviously, but I was on the phone to a civil servant, so I couldn't. And we were shipped off to New York for 8 days. There was a moment there where Rona and I were introducing John Kerry, the Secretary of State for the US, David Cameron, the President of Liberia, and the President of Colombia. And it was just the most surreal experience to be on the stage with 4 world leaders. It was quite mesmerising, actually.